Let's pray. Hold hands with the person next to you and let's pray. Let's hold hands, hold hands with the person next to you and let's pray. Let's pray. Chapter me, our Father. As we learn your word, our hearts are receptive to your word. The eyes of our understanding is enlightened.
The eyes of our understanding is enlightened.
By the revelation that is found in your word.
As we listen,
we behold Christ.
We behold Christ
as He is.
As He is.
He is glorified.
He is glorified.
We are edified.
We are edified.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's open our Bible quickly to Acts of Apostles chapter 2. Sat on each other, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, and the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we read ahead that the Pentecostals, those who were celebrating Pentecost, saw them and began to mock at them. Glory to God. Mocked them. Glory. Hallelujah. They mocked them. If we read verses 12, let's see what it said. They said, so they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, whatever could this be? Others mocked, saying, they are full of new wine. But Peter, look at verse 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, men of Judea, and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and heed my words, for these are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is that was spoken by the prophet Joel. Did you see that? This is that was spoken by the prophet Joel. Hallelujah. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Glory to God. It says, your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams. And on my main servant, and on my maid servant, I'll pour out my spirit in those days. I'll pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I'll show wonders in heaven and above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness. And spoke, quoting from Joel. Hallelujah. 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 Now, something happened today in Acts of Apostles chapter 2, verse 1. Hallelujah. The Bible says, the Spirit was upon them, and they spoke in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, we're going to look at that, because that was what Peter went ahead to explain looking at Joel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, Peter wants to give an explanation to what happened to the people. Hallelujah. Now, he stood up from verse 14 to give an explanation. He said, this is that which was spoken by the prophets. Hallelujah. Which prophet was that? Joel. So let's quickly look at Joel chapter 2. Quickly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So Peter is giving the explanation of this. Take notes. If that's your opening to Joel 2 verse 28, take notes. There's something I want you to understand. You see, the Old Testament book of the scripture was given to the apostles to explain. Hallelujah. If you study from Ephesians chapter 3, from verse 4, Paul wrote it there. Hallelujah. They are the foundational apostles of the land. So therefore, in that well, we'll look at that shortly as we progress. But you need to understand that. You know, there are some people who feel they have new revelation from the Lord. Paul told us our paths to place. And when you read, you understand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. So our part is to read, understand, and teach. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Very simple. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you understand this fact, the whole lot of end time preachers will run away.
Yeah.
Because we will have no food to feed on our head again.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Okay, Joel.
Joel chapter 2.
Okay. Verse 28. Say, and it shall come to pass afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now look at Joel chapter 2, verse 28. Look at Acts 2 closely, where Peter explained.
You see.
In Acts of Apostles chapter 2, verse 17, Peter said, it shall come to pass in the last days. Put your hands into it. Amen. Says God, I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Joel said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And Peter said, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. See, Peter was giving an explanation to what Joel said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because Joel prophesied of that day, or prophesied of this day, glory to God. Hallelujah. And as a foundational apostle, he had the right to explain it in the right context. Glory to God. You remember, I showed us on, and you can also actually watch them from 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. Paul telling Timothy, he said, from childhood you have known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make you wise. Hallelujah. Unto salvation. Hallelujah. Now he says that, and then verse 16, he now says, all scripture are given by the inspiration of God. He said they are profitable for doctrine. Now when he talks about scriptures, there he was referring to the Old Testament writings. Glory to God. Do you understand me? There was no New Testament writings as of then. So it was referring to the Old Testament writings and towards the scriptures. Hallelujah. And you know, it says given by the inspiration of God. When it says all scripture, it means all writings of old. He was talking about the scriptures that are in verse 16 that portray Christ. Hallelujah. Now he said those ones are given by the inspiration of God. Glory to God. That is to say, listen to me. You get to know the central theme of the scripture is Christ. Luke chapter 24, hallelujah, from verses 25. Jesus spoke to them and said, the things which are written in the books concerning himself. So he taught them concerning himself from Genesis to Malachi, Jesus taught his disciples concerning the things, I mean concerning himself from the scriptures, meaning the scripture speaks of Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, the explanations of these things are left in the hands of the apostles. Glory to God. And, you know, it's funny to hear when preachers say, I'm bigger than Paul. You now ask yourself, for what scripture do you study Paul? Hallelujah. Now answer, what is the canon of the Bible closed? They'll tell you yes or no. Meaning, as believers, we have no right to go and pick up new revelations if there is, because there's no revelation that is not Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, he said, no foundation can anyone make apart except that which has been made, which is Christ Jesus. No other foundation, glory to God. Hallelujah. Can we proceed? Hallelujah. So, the distinction Peter pointed out is, you know, Joel said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. But, you know, Peter said, Joel said, I'll pour my spirit upon all flesh. Peter said, I'll pour out of my spirit. Take note of that distinction. Hallelujah. You know, even Jesus, the words of John, Jesus had to correct him. Hope you know that. John speaking to the people saying, he that is coming after me will baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Jesus, in giving the expression, he said, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit after many days. Isn't it mentioned fire? Hallelujah. So he gave explanation to what John said. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now let's look at this critically. What does it mean? Now, Peter would say this because he understands something. Peter would say this, that I'll pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, because he understands something. Because prior to this time, they were already believers. They were already saved. They were already born again. The disciples didn't get born again in the upper room. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? They were already born again. So he knows what he said. They have the spirit already in them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay. Let's look at how true this is. Can we look at how true it is? Can we look at how true this can be? Hallelujah. Open your Bibles with me to John chapter 1, verse 12. John 1, 12. It says, but as many as received me, he said, to them he gave the right to be called the sons or the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. Right? Right? Glory to God. Let's examine John critically. Okay. Let's go to chapter 3 of John.
John 3,
from verse 14. It says, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Verse 15. And whoever believes in him should not perish, but should have eternal life. Verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. In verses 15 and 16, take note of the word believe. Verse 12 of chapter 1, take note of the word believe. Hallelujah. John chapter 1 John chapter 5 verse 13. We're examining John.
1 John chapter 5 verse 13 critically. Let's go quickly. First John 5 verse 13.
I'll be a bit fast. It says, these things I've written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that ye may continue to believe in his name, I mean in the name of the Son of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Let's look at Mark chapter 16. Quickly, Mark chapter 16. Are you ready? From verse 16, he said, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. Take note of that. And he who does not believe will be condemned. And this sign will follow those who believe. Hallelujah. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can read on. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians 1, 2 to 1. Make sure you are jotting this scripture down. 1 Corinthians 1, 2 to 1. You know I'm a bit fast, but we need to be fast. 1 Corinthians 1, 2 to 1. Fast. We're looking at what Paul said now. Verses 21. Okay, let's start from verse 20. Say, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has God not made foolish the wisdom of this world? Hallelujah. For since the wisdom of God, in the wisdom of God, the word true wisdom did not know. It pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who what? Who believe. Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2. Quickly. Galatians chapter 2. We're flowing. Glory to God. And in Galatians chapter 2, I'll read verses 16. It says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Christ Jesus, that we might be justified by faith in Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified. Hallelujah. Take note of the word believe. We who believe. Hallelujah. Chapter 3. Immediately to chapter 3. Glory to God. Chapter 3. Verses 22. Okay, no, let's start from. Let's just look at verse 2. It said, this only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 22. But the scripture has confined all under sin and promised, and I mean that the promise by faith in Christ Jesus might be given to those who what? Who what? Who believe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:13. Ephesians 1:13. Pages away. Chapter 1, verse 13. Are you with me? Okay, in him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Having what? Believed. Hallelujah. Verses 19. He says, from verse 18 through 19, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of his glory in his inheritance in the saints. I mean, the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints, sorry, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who, according to the working of his mighty power, glory to God. Hallelujah. Philippians, okay, let me give you some scriptures to read later. Philippians 1:29. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. 1 Thessalonians 4:14. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians 4:14 quickly. It says, For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, God will bring him who God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. He calls us we who believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You also have 1 Timothy 1:16, Hebrews 4:3. 1 Timothy 1:16, Hebrews 4:3. I can't go on without looking at Romans 10, verse 9 to 10. Let's go to Romans 10, verse 9 to 10. As you're going there, right? Down 1 Peter 1:8, 1 Peter 1:21. Romans chapter 10. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 10. It says, from verse 9. I would like to go from verse 8. He said, what? For what does he say? The world is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which will preach. Say, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For the heart, one believes. Did you see that? Unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made to salvation. Verse 11. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Did you see that? Hallelujah. So, with all the scriptures I've read to us, hallelujah, we will then conclude that in salvation we receive Jesus Christ by believing. Hallelujah. We don't give anything, we receive. Glory to God. We receive Christ by believing. Hallelujah. And belief there is in his redemptive work. We believe in his redemptive work. What he came to do. Hallelujah. That laid us the fruit of his redemption. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His redemptive work which will include his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Glory to God. So, the center point of salvation is belief on Christ's redemptive work. You believe on his redemptive work. Glory to God. So, our belief is very important. So, one is born again when he believes. Hallelujah. Did you get that? When he believes the message. What's the message? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, from verse 3. Hallelujah. The message is death, is there is resurrection. That is the summary of his message. Of the message, glory to God. Okay, now since you understand that salvation comes when a man believes, at what point did the disciples believe? At what point were they born again? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's quickly rush to John chapter 20. John chapter 20. John 20. Are you in John chapter 20? Okay. Verses 19. I'll be very fast. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, peace with you. When he said this, he showed them his hand and his side, and then his disciples were glad that they saw the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 21. So the Lord said to them again, peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. Glory to God. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive. Now, take note of the word. He breathed on them. And he told them, receive the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll look at the word to breathe upon. And we'll look at the word, the phrase, receive the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Now, look at what proceeds after verse 23. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven to them, and you will retain the sins of any, they are retained. He is not saying you should go and be a Catholic priest that will come and confess sin to not say your sins are forgiven. You will not go to purgatory again. That's not what he said. Hallelujah. This is a summary of what John wrote. Hallelujah. You need to study the scriptures in context. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? John did not say, you just go ahead and I pray because what you've done to me. God will remind you on judgment day. I will not forgive you that sin. I have no right to do that. I mean, that's the sins. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then we'll look at that phrase to glory to God. Look at verse 27. Now, Thomas was not there. When Thomas came, it was important that Jesus had to do
similar thing he did to his disciple, the other 11.
To Thomas, it was important. He must do it to Thomas. So because Thomas was around now, Jesus showed up. Glory to God. Showed up again. Verse 27, he said, Thomas, reach your finger here and look at my hand and reach your hands here and put it on my side. Do not be unbelieving but believing. And Thomas answered and said to him, my Lord, my God. My Lord, my God. 1 Corinthians 12. He said, no one calls him Lord except by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Verse 29. Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Did you see when Thomas believed? The others have. Hallelujah. Before now. Hallelujah. Now he said, because you've seen me, you believe. Blessed are those who have seen, who have not seen, yet believed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Quickly, let's look at Luke. Luke gave a detailed account of what just happened there. Luke was a bit detailed. Hallelujah. Let's go to Luke chapter 24. Quickly, Luke 24. And Jesus appeared to them. From verse 25, he appeared to the two on their way, glory to God, to Emmaus. And he said, oh foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophet has spoken. Often Christ who has suffered these things and enter into his glory. Verse 27, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Did you see the scripture is concerning Christ? Are you hearing me? All in the Old Testament was concerning Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, Jesus did that when he was talking to them. Hallelujah. He expounded to them. Now, let's look at their response in verse 33. Sorry, verse 32. And they said one to another, when they realized he was one of them, he left their side. Verse 32, rather. And then they said to one another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please, that one is their that rendering was a bit shallow. We'll see that in some verses after. It was not the scriptures that was open to them, it was their understanding that was open to understand the scriptures. Do you understand me? The scripture is, it has been there. Hallelujah. So their understanding was open. Glory to God. But we'll get to look at that soon. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now let's take a look at a few words from John. John used the word to breathe upon. Hallelujah. He said, and he breathed on them. The word to breathe upon is a word that is used just once in New Testament Greek. And it's called emphusao. Hallelujah. Emphusao in the Greek. Emphusao in the Greek, part of the meaning of emphusao is the word phusao, which means to pop open. Do you understand me? So Jesus didn't go to them and was telling them, receive Holy Spirit. No. That's not what he did. The word used here is the word to pop something open. Hallelujah. Part of the meaning has to do with to pop something open. Hallelujah. Meaning the breathing on them was a way he opened their understanding. Hallelujah. And from the account of Luke, we discover that he opened their understanding via what? Expounding the scriptures to them, which is he taught them. Their understanding was opened by teaching. Did you understand that? Okay, let's look at verse 44. Verse 44 of that Luke 24. You see, another similar word in that verse 32, as we are going to verse 44, look at that verse 42. He used the word open, which is the Greek word dianogio. It means to open something which was closed before. To open something which was closed before. Do you understand?
Something that was closed, make it open.
It is used separately in the synoptic gospel when Jesus opened the blind man's eye. It was closed before. So all the time it was used in the scripture, it was used to open something that was closed. Do you understand me? The that word they are not given.
Now, when we look at that word, from the usage of that word, in other contexts, you discover that it is not the scripture that was closed. It was their understanding. That was why he called them all foolish ones. The word for all foolish ones was the word to mean they were dull of hearing. Their understanding was dull. So that's why the next word he used is what? Slow of hearts. They had dullness in understanding. So what did he do? He opened their understanding. By what? By how? By teaching the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at verse 44 into 45. Now Jesus appeared again, and he said to them, "These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you. All things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets." He's referring to the Old Testament again. Hallelujah. The law of Moses and the prophets. Hallelujah. The law of Moses will include the five books of Moses, including Genesis. Hallelujah. And the prophets. And the Psalms. Concerning what? Concerning what? The scripture is about Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When somebody goes to Old Testament and gives a thing, stubbornness! Stubbornness! He's not teaching Christ. Christ is the center theme of the scripture. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And Paul said it's profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof. Hallelujah. For instruction in righteousness, idea, for nurturing, for training. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead. He says verse 45. And he opened their what? He opened their understanding. Did you see that? He opened their understanding. How did he open it? Through teaching the scriptures. So that is what John will render as what he breathed on them. Did you understand that? That was what John will render as to breathe upon a fusel, which is to open something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And look at that they might comprehend the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written. And thus it is necessary for Christ to suffer and to rise the third day. And that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name to all the nations beginning at Jerusalem." And the witnesses of these things. Glory to God. When he says, "and repentance," repentance and remission should be preached, is the same thing John was rendering. Whosoever sin be forgiven is forgiven. That is the message. Which is, whosoever sins you forgive is anyone you go with a message to, the gospel to, and the person accepts the gospel, what happens? He receives the forgiveness of sins. Which is what? Those of you who have listened to the message, the blog, what does it mean? The acceptance of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the message is preached and you believe, your sins are forgiven. Hallelujah. But when you reject them, when you reject the gospel, what happens? It is retained. So simple. Hallelujah. So what John wrote as forgiveness of sins and whosoever sins you forgive is the preaching of the gospel. So what John will write as the breath on them was to teach them, hallelujah, that their understanding will be open. Are you listening to me? Then when enough to them receive the Spirit is the point they believed. And that was why Thomas needed to have the same experience with the others. Hallelujah. So at that point, they were believers. They were born again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because the way you get saved is by what? Believing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to go one step further. Are you with me? Glory to God. So, you see, Peter, having this knowledge, will now render what Joel said as pouring out of the Spirit. Hallelujah, pouring off my Spirit. Hallelujah. Not pouring, not what Joel rendered, but rather he said, I'll pour out of my spirit. What does that word mean? Let's look at verse 49 first of all, of that same Luke 24. He said, behold, I send the promise of my Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Upon you. Now take the word, take note of the word upon you. Take note of the word upon. Hallelujah. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, glory.
Now he said, upon. Now, prior to this time, when Jesus, those of you who, okay, let us go. From the book of John, we discover that Jesus always tell them about the spirit that will live in them. Right? Right? He said, even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Because they know him not. He said, but you know him, for he shall live in you and be with you. He's with you because he's in you. Glory to God. Now Jesus spoke about the indwelling of the spirit. He tells them, I and my Father will come make our abode in you. Are you hearing me? So Jesus spoke about the inward reality before he died. But as soon as he resurrected and they believed, he never spoke about the inward reality to them because they have it already. Now he's using another word called upon. Hallelujah. He said, he said, I send the promise of my Father upon you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, but tarry. We'll look at that word upon shortly. Very shortly. Now he said, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem till you are endued. Let's look at the word endue. The word endue is on the Greek word enduo. Enduo means to put on. Do you understand me? To put on something. That's the meaning of the word enduo. To clothe yourself with something. So, with the usage of the word enduo, it means you. It is you doing the work. Do you understand me? It is you doing the work. Glory to God. Enduo. You are not doing the work. So, when Jesus spoke to them and said, they should tarry till they are endued with the spirit from on, with power from on high. Power there will be translated dunamis. We're coming there. Now, he said with power from on high. They understood what he was saying because of the word he used, endure. Meaning it's your own action to take something from within or to put on something. Do you understand me? Now, another word used with the word power, dunamis. Dunamis has always been defined as the dynamic ability to orchestrate a change. Dunamis is the power at work in the believer. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Ephesians 3:20 is the power at work in the believer. And Paul gave the characteristics of this power. Listen to our message, prayer, laboring in prayer. We spoke about it, right? Those of you in GPS, laboring in prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another message on prayer that we have to listen to, like Pastor Lisa. So, listen to those messages. Hallelujah. You probably know. Hallelujah. Exceeding. Hallelujah. Beyond the man. So now the Bible says it is in the believer. So when dunamis is used, by usage is the power at work in the believer. Glory to God. Now look at the word. He said, till you be endued with power from on high. But power, which is dunamis, is in the believer. What is the meaning of the on high? Maybe that is where we'll be having the discrepancies, right? Let's look at the word on high. On high. What is on high? And when I say on high, means he's going to fall from heaven. He's going to hit us. You see, and that is what some people thought. They thought, that's what some people think, rather. They thought or they think that they saw fire fall on the disciples. And there was, you know, CRK, IRK,
BKO. Fire. You know those groups that you don't see fire. Don't see Mary at the meeting. And the others are the same. And say, yes, the spirit has descended. No. Remember, this is eyewitness account. The book of Acts is an eyewitness account. So what he did, what Luke did, was to give an expression to what was happening. They were not just being, oh, soon. No. The people said they were joking. You know what it means? Like some of you were looking at us while we were gambling.
Hallelujah.
Oh, brother, what is happening here? This is not drunk.
You know exactly what was happening those days.
People thought they were drunk. Hallelujah. People thought these guys were drunk. So it was not, it was not religious. It was not. No. It was something more, and we're going to explore. We are going to look at that also from Paul's account, 1 Corinthians chapter 14. We're going to look at that too from Acts chapter 4. Hallelujah. So it was not, it did not happen once. No, it's something that the disciples experienced all through. They did it all through. Hallelujah. Yeah, and it's something the church should continue experiencing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay, let's go a bit further. We're talking about on high, right? On high. On high comes from the sky. No. Let's look at that word on high. Quickly, Ephesians 1, 19. I mean, Ephesians 1, let me just streamline it. Ephesians 1, verse 20. Which he walked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand of the heavenly places, far above principalities and powers and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but in that which is to come. Hallelujah. 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 So Jesus is seated on high, right? How many of you believe that? You believe Jesus is seated on high? Let me see your hand. Or is he sitting on low? He's on high. Hallelujah. Chapter 2, verse 5. Verse 4, verse 4. Okay, let's start from verse 5. That can streamline it. Even when we were dead in trespasses. You know, okay, let's just read from verse chapter 1 into chapter 3. Now some of us will catch the flow. Look at verse 22. And has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is the body. Now he calls the church his body. He is the head. The church is his body, right? Glory to God. Okay? The body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And you too. Glory to God. Verse 2. And you, he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of the world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that, who now walks in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love, with which he loved us, even when we're dead in trespasses, he made us alive with Christ. By grace we'll be saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So who is on high too? We are on high. Glory to God. Christ is on high. So therefore, the on high Jesus will be talking about should not be different from the church, from the believer. Truth or wrong? Truth. Right? Because I'm on high, Christ is on high. Where is Christ sitting on high? Let's should we see it? So that we understand what Jesus meant by the word on high. Should we look at it from the scriptures? John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Okay. Are you there? Let's look at verse 16, verse 17. Now it says, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. Jesus talks about his going, right? He's going to his Father. What does Jesus mean when he said, I go to my Father? Let's look at it. Verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandment.
And I will pray the Father and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you. Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because they neither see him nor know him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Hallelujah. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you.
But Jesus said, I will go to the Father. Now he's saying, I will come to you.
Hallelujah. Let's move one step higher. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at verses 20. Are you in verse 20? He says, I mean, let's start from verse 19. He said, a little while longer and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. Verse 20, at the day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 23, Jesus answered and said to him, Judas Iscariot asked him a question. Now, he said, Jesus answered and said to me, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come and make our home.
Did you see that?
Hallelujah. So
now we say we'll come and make our home with him. Look at the words. Jesus said, I go to the Father. What? Jesus goes, he said he goes to the Father. Now he said, in going to the Father, he told the disciples, I will come to you. And he said, I and my Father will live in you. What is Jesus saying? When Jesus said, I will go, his going is actually his coming. His going is coming. What does it mean? Jesus saying he's going to the Father, it means he's coming to your heart. What do you mean?
Hallelujah.
So he's going to the Father, he's leaving, coming to your heart. Are you listening to me? That is the reality of the believer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A man of God said something that I believe 110%. He said, Jesus has never left the earth. The gospel of Christ will not make sense if Christ is not in the earth. And he's in the earth in you. He's in the earth in the believer. Do you understand me? We don't preach a dead Christ. We preach a Christ that is alive and living. Living where? In the believer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, Jesus is sitting on high. Where is the on high? In the believer. So, when Jesus spoke to them, that is why they understood the word. He said, you will be endued with power from on high. They understood the power was within. Number one, he used the word dunamis, the word for power within the believer. And then he used the word on high, which also means within the believer. Hallelujah. So the power they will receive, Acts of Apostles 1:8, he said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you. The word you receive power is the word lambano, lambano dunamis. Now, what does it mean? It doesn't mean you will take power from the sky. No, he said you will receive power from inside. The power is in you. Hallelujah. The after the Holy Spirit comes upon. Now, what is the word spirit upon? Very important. The first time the word upon, spirit upon, was used was in Numbers chapter 11, verse 18.
Numbers 11, verse 18. Let's look at how it's used. Numbers 11, verse 18. Are you Numbers? Okay. Let's start. No, verse 16. And the Lord said to Moses, gather me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them to the tabernacle of meeting, that they may stand there with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So Moses did as the Lord told him. Let's look at verse 25. And the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him and took of the spirit that was upon him, upon whom Moses, and placed same upon the 70 elders. And it happened when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied all through. They prophesied, although they never did so again, but they prophesied.
The moment the spirit came upon them, they prophesied. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Now Jesus used that word in Acts You say what in you? Hallelujah. And to repair from on high. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To ascend the promise of the Father upon. And I say, Jesus, you started using that word for them at the point of his resurrection when they were already saved. Now, what is the word the Spirit upon? I say because of scriptures, it is seen that the Spirit upon is.
Let me read it. Do I have it here?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Spirit upon from the scripture means utterance in the local church or in the assembly of believers. That is the demonstration of the Spirit within. Remember, the Spirit is within. Now, the demonstration of the Spirit within, which is reflected in the utterance gift. What is the utterance gift? Tongues, interpretation, and prophecy. That's the utterance gift. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you get that? And we're going to have, we'll have scriptures to look at that. The Spirit came upon. Remember, I said the Spirit upon is taking from what you have from within. It's a demonstration of what you have within. Now, you take from what you have within. Hallelujah. That's why Paul, Peter will say, I'll pour off my spirit upon all faith. Because the Spirit is already in the believer. Now the believer take off the Spirit. Hallelujah. That is the word endure, to put on. Hallelujah. From within, to put on. Did you get that? Hallelujah. Now, it is utterance. The Spirit upon is utterance. Is the gift of utterance in manifestation. Act of Apostles chapter 2. The Bible says just the same thing that happened to the 70 elders in Numbers chapter 11 verse 25. It happened to them. As they were together, the Bible says, and they began to speak in tongues, Acts 2, as the Spirit gave them utterance. As soon as they were filled with the Spirit, they began to speak utterance. Hallelujah. Act of Apostles chapter 4. I told you they had similar experiences. Chapter 4, they threatened them and they came to their company. Hallelujah. Where is your company? Where is your company? Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Act of Apostles chapter 4, verse 31. It says, and when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken. And they were all filled with the what? Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The same word, the Spirit upon, and to be filled with the Spirit. It's the same thing. Hallelujah. They're all filled with the Spirit. And did what? And they spoke the word of God with boldness. The next thing that came out is what? They spoke utterance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. He said, be not drunk with wine when it's excess. He said, but be thou filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Then what will happen? It says, speaking to yourself. Did you see that? Speak. The next thing that followed is the word utterance. Do you understand me? Glory to God. So, being filled with the Spirit, being filled with the Spirit or the Spirit upon is utterance in demonstration. Glory to God. And that was what happened to disbelievers. Glory to God. So what happened in Acts of Apostles chapter 2 that Peter explained is the receiving of the power within.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So Jesus will call it to be endued, endued. Hallelujah. The receiving of the power within was received. Hallelujah. You were clothed full of this power. Lambdani. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, what did they have? They had what Kenneth Hagin would call the Holy Ghost meeting. They had the Holy Spirit service. They had the believers meeting. Hallelujah. The Spirit was upon them. This could be further explained in the epistles. In the epistles, quickly, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 17. Remember, we'll stop today, we'll continue tomorrow. But there's something you need to know. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Chapter 11, verse 17. We'll continue tomorrow, we'll stop today. Now,
in giving instruction, I mean, in giving these instructions, I do not praise you, since you come together not for the better but for the worse.
Meaning, when believers come together, we'll come together to get better. But this church, when now Paul was admonishing them that their coming together was not as it supposed, which was supposed to be for the better, but it came for the worse. Hallelujah. Meaning, when believers are gathered together, we are gathered for the better. We come to get better. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And how do we get better? The hearing of the word, give room, hallelujah, to the Spirit. Give room for the expression of the Spirit, for the expressions of the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Paul is explaining what happened in Acts. Hallelujah. We find similar explanations.
Hallelujah. The Bible spoke about the house of Cornelius. It says, why Peter yet spoke? What happened? It said, the Spirit fell. And they did what? And they spoke in tongues. Meaning, as Peter was speaking, they believed the message. They were saved immediately. The Holy Spirit dwelt in them, right? And what happened immediately? There was a manifestation of the Spirit within them. You get it? Oh, the manifestation of the Spirit within them. Who made it happen? They did. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Look at chapter 14. Glory to God. I want to look at this. It says, verse 4. It says, he who speaks in a tongue edifies himself. He who prophesies edifies the church. I wish that you all spoke with tongues, but even more, much more, hallelujah, that you prophesy. For he who prophesies is greater.
Take note of that word, greater.
Than he who speaks in tongues, unless he interprets, that the church may receive edification. Hallelujah.
The word for greater, that does not mean the one who prophesies is greater than the one that speaks in tongues. What Paul said is the word greater is the word megas. Meaning megas means wider expression. Do you understand? Wider expression. Meaning the one who prophesies has a wider reach than the one who speaks in tongues alone. That is to say, he said, he that prophesies, he that speaketh in unknown tongues edifies himself. He that prophesies does not just edify himself, he edifies another person. And that is the megas. It means it has a wider reach. That is the word for greater. The same word is used in chapter 13, verses 13. When he said, now abide faith, hope, love. These three. He said, the greatest of these is love. What it means is that love has a wider expression, not love is greater. In terms of what we mean by hierarchy. Do you understand me? Are you listening to me? If the word megas, meaning has a wider expression. Now he says he that prophesy has a wider expression than he that speaks in tongues alone. Now he said, except he interprets. Look at the choice of word of Paul. Paul said, except he interprets. Meaning Paul defined prophecy as speaking in tongues plus interpretation. Are you hearing me? That is how Paul defined prophecy as speaking in tongues plus interpretation. Now he said, he uses the same word, unless he interprets. The man who speaks in tongues can go much further to interpret his tongues. The same way you speak in tongues, the same way you have interpretation. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at verse 14. Say, for if I pray in the tongues, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is the conclusion then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also.
What it means understanding also is not that I pray in tongues and then I do. Some people have fun of doing that. They just pray and they don't remember the prayer point. And I'm calling prayer point. No. He said, I'll pray in tongues and I'll pray with the interpretation of the tongues. Do you understand me? Meaning, as you pray in tongues, the interpretation, you know the interpretation.
Hallelujah.
Say, I will pray in the spirit and I'll pray in the understanding also. He said, I will sing with the spirit. Meaning, I can sing in tongues and sing at the interpretation.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. That is what Paul defined as speaking in tongues, the singing and the praying in tongues. Hallelujah. Okay. Glory to God. Verse 23, he said, therefore, if the whole church come together in one place and all speak with tongues, and they come in the uninformed or unbelievers.
Hallelujah. Now, Paul is describing a believer's meeting like this. Hallelujah.
Now, he said, when we come together like this and all are speaking in tongues rejoicing, hallelujah, and he calls you on the phone and unlearned. Those are the two people that don't understand what happens in the believer's meeting. Those who are uninformed and those who are unlearned. Unbelievers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The unbelievers, those who are not saved, and those who are believers, but they are not taught. What is happening here? What are these guys doing? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He says, let's go ahead. He says, but if all prophesy and are not. Now remember, prophesying is speaking in tongues plus interpretation. He said, if all prophesy and an unbeliever or an uninformed person comes in, he is convinced by all. He is convicted by all. And thus the secret of his heart is revealed. So falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is truly amongst you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you see why when we come together it's all the better? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The believers, a place, the church is not a place where believers run around looking for who is a prophet to come and prophesy. In the garden of believers, we could know the mind of God concerning next year. We could know the mind of God concerning that next thing we want to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Who are the respondents? Who are those that will make it happen? It's not up to God, it's up to you. And I will be a blessing to another brother. Amen. I'll be a blessing to a sister. Amen. A sister will say in her heart, I'll be a blessing to another brother. I'll be a blessing in this meeting. I've come to bless life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at verse 26. He said, how is it then, brethren? When you come together, each of you has a psalm, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Did he say so? He said, each of you. Meaning you have a tongue, you have an interpretation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, hallelujah. He says, if anyone speak in a tongue, let there be two or three at most, each in turn, and let one interpret. He talks about the church. Hallelujah. Amen. Meaning the church is two, three. Hallelujah. Amen. The same word, two or three witness. Two or three. Hallelujah. Amen. Meaning we can break this church into two or three. Hallelujah. He said, let each speak in tongues, let them interpret. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what he said. Paul never differentiated this. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, look at verse 29. He said, let's look at 28. But if there is no interpreter, let him keep silent in the church. Now, when he talks about keep silent in the church, it's unity. Look at what he said next. He said, and let him speak to himself and to God. How? By tongues. Did you get that? It's not that let's be quiet. No. He said, let him keep quiet in there. Meet of the two and three and just speak in tongues. What is this speaking in tongues doing? To get the interpretation of what he's saying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move ahead. 1:29. Let two or three prophets speak and let the other judge. Who does he call prophet? The one who speaks and interprets is a prophet. Because he's prophesying. A prophet is not a good prophet. I want to speak in tongues and interpret a prophet. And the prophet said, and he says so. That is the definition of a prophet in the New Testament. True. That is who a prophet is. The one who speaks in tongues and interpret. So I've been a prophet all this while, you've been functioning there, you didn't know.
Glory to God. You see, for you can all prophesy one by one, and that all may learn and all may be encouraged.
So you cannot keep quiet in a believer's meeting. It's a town hall meeting. When we're gathered together, hallelujah. We are blessed, we are encouraged. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet.
That is to say, he calls you a prophet. They say the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. And that is why you can allow this expression to flow through you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So when we come together like this, it's time for us to bless each other with words, with interpretations. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. With the beat of the spirit that we have. Before Paul got to chapter 14, he started from verse 12. He said concerning spiritual. I mean, started from chapter 1.
He spoke about the spiritual. He came to chapter 12. He said, I'm concerned spiritual, pneumaticals. He said, I wouldn't want you to be ignorant.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah. Amen. So he expounded that story. And then in chapter 13, he spoke about love. How that the gift should walk in love. Then verse 14, and he tells us, because of the love and the gift that is in operation, I can now edify you and not be selfish. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can reveal the secrets of God. Hallelujah. We speak. Now that is to say, in a believer's meeting, utterance gifts, speaking in tongues, interpretation and prophecy is at work. And also he said, revelational gift too is also at work in a believer's meeting. Hallelujah. We're getting the book of 2019. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will come together and we take off the power that is within us. We're not waiting for you to fall down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And all these spiritual things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We'll look at, we'll continue from here tomorrow. But there's something I want you to know. Hallelujah. For some believers, look at chapter 6 of Acts of Apostles. Chapter 6. That's chapter 4. Hallelujah. Chapter 4. Verse 21. It says, and when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaking. For the place to be shaking, you know, it was not just normal prayer. Oh, Father, help me. No, if the Bible said where they were was shaking, what does it mean shaking? Was the world shaking? No. It is what, you know, remember, it's an eyewitness account. So when there are rattlings around, the eyewitness will explain the rattlings around as what? The place was shaking. Do you understand me? Meaning there was an explosion that made the place to what? To rattle, that made things to rattle. Hallelujah. Do you understand me? Maybe people, I might not be able to explain it because the eyewitness used the word the place was shaking, and it can only be explained by that name. Hallelujah. That means there was rejoicing in that place. It was not just another man standing, it was literally, that's what I mean. They were not just standing and doing blah, blah, blah. They were rattlings. The place was shaking, meaning it physically, people saw expressions. Hallelujah. What could those expressions be like? What could those expressions be like? Hallelujah. Paul, writing to the church at Ephesus, told them that they should not be drunk with wine where it is essence, but rather, you know, the emphasis was not on the wine, but the emphasis was on the spirit, be filled with the spirit. That was where the emphasis was on the spirit upon them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Meaning, Paul was telling them too to have such experiences too. Hallelujah. The spirit of power, utterance. A demonstration, meaning I call it the demonstration of the spirit of you. The demonstration. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the church at Ephesus, they had deep poverty. I mean, just Ephesus, the church at Philippi, they were in Syria. Okay, Macedonia had deep poverty. They were poor. The church at Ephesus were going through difficult times of trial, difficult times of persecution. Hallelujah. Yeah. But Paul wrote to them, he told them with joy. I say again, rejoice. Hallelujah. He tells them to rejoice. Glory to God. Luke chapter 20. Luke chapter 10. Quickly, let's quickly rush to Luke chapter 10. Let's see what happened. Luke chapter 10, verse 20. From verse 20, Jesus speaking to the disciples when they were back. They said, Father, Master, demons were subject to us. We casted out demons. They were rejoicing for the wrong thing. We go to a place and a blind eye was open and they are rejoicing. I told some people in DPLC that I had such experiences years back when the creep would walk. Hallelujah. And some things happened. Right? I shared it during DPLC. I don't know if you had DPLC. I told us that there was one that happened in the hospital. A man that was under the influence of a demon. And doctors were there. We were all there. And we
I came and I laid hands, and the man was, what am I doing here?
People were there, people were just clapped, and I was rejoicing. Oh,
I don't know the scriptures, it's nepotism. I was rejoicing for the wrong thing. How do people rejoice for the wrong thing? It is a signal to point you to Christ. Hallelujah. Wow.
Jesus corrected his disciples here in verse 20. And in verse 20, I read, nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the Spirit has subject to you.
Did you see that? Did you see that? You make public videos and put it all on Facebook. Hallelujah. I've put down those videos.
So you go on Facebook, you won't find them there again. I've put down those videos.
I put them all down. You will not see all those prophetic services. You will not find them.
Hallelujah. I was rejoicing at the wrong thing. Hallelujah. He said, nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the Spirit are subject to you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven.
Did you see that? He told them to rejoice for what eternal things. Rejoice for eternal. So while those guys were going through deep hardship, he told them rejoice. Don't rejoice because, they say rejoice because your names are written. These are eternal things. Rejoice for eternal things. God in man, you died for man. And he rose as a man, so we give praise to God, the man who died for man. Hallelujah!
Don't mind me.
He died and rose again. I'm just going to sing something. You know, you see your reality, your eternal reality.
Hallelujah!
I am the new creation. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I am the new creation.
Hallelujah!
Amen. I love a song by a young man called Martin Peter Superman. Hallelujah. Said, especially the believer's part. Hallelujah. Say, I'm a new creation. Born of the seed of Abraham. I know who I am. Hallelujah. He said, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. Eternal realities. Eternal realities. Glory to God. Jesus changed their mindset for rejoicing. So, therefore, if you go to any place and you open blind eyes, do not rejoice. The major thing you rejoice is that those that are around God saved rejoice.
Glory to God. Let's look at what Jesus did. He said, verse 21, in that hour,
Jesus did what?
Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit.
Jesus rejoiced. The word for rejoice is the word agalio. That is the Greek word for rejoice, the word agalio. Agalio is a Greek word that means, you see, it has to do with exuberance. It is, I love a definition by Pastor Shego. I heard this voice from Pastor Wisdom. What's it again? Thank you. Can anyone call it the movement of the leg in an uncoordinated manner? He says the reckless abandonment of the body. Do you understand? Who did it first? Jesus did it at Galio. Who did it?
Jesus did.
Glory to God. He was putting up the robe. He rejoiced. Meaning there was expression. At Galio. In reckless abandonment. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
And when he did, what did he say? After he was done doing it, you see, it's not the showcasing of.
He sent. I thank you, Father. Now he spoke.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because why? The Spirit has spoken. Jealous and me. Spirit of the Spirit.
Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So rejoicing is an expression. Again, hallelujah.
Amen.
Zephaniah chapter 3 is the character of God. He said, he shall rejoice over us with what? Singing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Psalms chapter 2, it says, he that seated in the heavens shall laugh. Expression. Shall laugh. He shall laugh. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are the days of his power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are the days of his power.
Amen.
when the sons of God shall no longer go around looking for prophets around, for they shall discover the gift of the Spirit that they have in Christ, and they shall function in the light of it, and they shall lead many to the kingdom of his blessing. Yes, in the days of his fall, when the revelation gift will be so much in expression that the children of God, those that are sons of the kingdom, will win many with the revelation gift in expression. Yes. Yes, Banitos cover on the bars of all the body goes again, the bound of bones, the yard of bones, the yard of yes, yes, the spirit of sin and knowing is in oppression in the church in this days. The spirit of sin and knowing is in oppression. So much so. Yes, yes, my children will be accurate. My children will be definite. Yes, 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 yes. Much more, much more, much more. Yes, as you give him. As you give you, as you give yourself to the things of the Spirit, as you give yourself to the expression of the Spirit, yes, much more you function in your utterance gifts, in your utterance gifts, much more, yes, 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 no more, no more shall you go ahead looking for from place to place, looking for what to do in the house of God, for you know, yes, you know, you know, you know, you know, as you pray tongues the more. As you pray tongues the more, yes, 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 yes. You will no longer be confused on what step to take, for you will know from within you. You will know from within you what I want you to do. Yes, yes, you will be faithful in the ones in the things that I've called you to do. You'll be faithful, you'll be faithful, yes, you'll be faithful, you'll be faithful, yes, yes, I speak concerning this, I speak concerning my children, yes, you give much more room to prayer, much more room to the truth of the Spirit, and much more to the discipline of souls. You shall no longer sit and say you are waiting, no, for you shall stand because you know by the Spirit, the expressions of the things that I already have worked in you, you will know of a surety that what he has called you to do is to go ahead and minister to souls. You will know, you will know. You know, you see, the spirit of sin and knowing, you will know when the relationship is a supernatural relationship. And you will not keep it on the natural. You will take it to the supernatural. You will know, and you will minister Christ. You will know. No, you will know. You will not allow opportunities to pass by. You will not allow opportunities to fly by. You will know that this relationship is a supernatural. And you take it as a supernatural relationship. Yes. 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 By the Spirit. Yes, by the Spirit. Yes, by the Spirit. You will know. Yes, by the Spirit, you will know. Yes, by the Spirit, you will know. Man, your ears, your tongue, your mouth, your tongue, your tongue, the brother gives the man the one. Yes, 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 yes. Show by the hardness, show the power that goes. The dogs give a lot of gold, the bag, and the dogs give a push. The fellow goes, the valley got the dog, give a dog. Yes, 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 yes. You know, you know, you know, you know that the relationship, that the closeness between you and your boss in the office is not for natural, it's not for job, it's for supernatural. You know. You know, and you will minister by the Spirit. You will minister by the Spirit. You will minister. Yes, 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 yes. You will know when you change that natural relationship with your friend to supernatural. You will know. You will know. These are the days of his power. These are the days of his power. Pass a flash of faith to pass a goal. Okay. Okay. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Let's sit down for a while, for just a minute. All of you are with me. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Do you know? You see, the Bible says Jesus rejoiced. And he spoke. Glory to God. Jesus rejoiced and he spoke. In reckless abandonment, Jesus rejoiced. Hallelujah. Uncoordinated. In the Hebrew, it says uncoordinated. Glory to God. Oh, glory. Uncoordinated. You know, something when there's a music, you dance coordinatedly, right? But this is uncoordinated. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. That was what happened in Acts of Apostles chapter 3. That's why they said they were drunk. That's what happened in chapter 4. The place was shaking. Hallelujah. Amen. They gave room for the Spirit. They gave room for the manifestations of the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I said, part of the expression is laughter. Part of the expression is singing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Part of the expression you see is running.
Amen.
Running.
Amen.
Running.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Kenny Hagin in explaining this 1998. It was about 79-80. When was on explaining this? Papa ran. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he prophesied. Glory to God. The laughter is part of this. Laughter. Please know that. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, you know, the more you give yourself to this thing, the much more. The expression of the Spirit is shown truly.
Yeah.
Much more.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's at the day that glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Meetings like this. Feel you know, there are some people. We've actually had this discussion. You have the message titled concerning spiritual things. Concerning spiritual things. And you know, he was explaining in that message critically that is it is not the gift of the Spirit is not for some people. No, every believer should not come short in spiritual gifts. You say my own gift is speaking in tongues and singing. You need that alone. The pastor will say, you just pour water into your brain. Hallelujah. Because see, Paul told them in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 that he came short in no gift. And when Paul is saying, for to one was given the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of wisdom that was speaking, tongues, interpretations, and things like that, is it Paul was not saying it was given to one to some you. It was the word was given to some or one, it means a faculty. The word is not told, but through one. Through one is a faculty. So it is through one. The manifestation is through one. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Through one. Through this person. Hallelujah. And Paul said, that church, he said, this gift worketh that self same spirit. Distributing to all of us as who wills, we will. Glory to God. That's what the scripture says. We are the one who wants it, and that spirit is in us. So all these gifts are in that same spirit, and what have we received? Bible says in John chapter 1, say of his fullness. Now that same spirit has the fullness. That same spirit we have is the fullness of God of everything in us. Glory to God, you can function effectively in the gifts of the Spirit, the man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can function effectively in the man. Why do we have this gift in operation? Paul said it's for the edification of who? The church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in that message, we divided the gift into three, right? Right? Divided into three. The utterance gift, the power gift, and the revelation gift. Hallelujah. And you know, we can have those nine gifts in operation here tonight. We can have it in these meetings today and tomorrow. In full, in raw manifestation. Hallelujah. The whole night, And that is why Paul will write in 1 Corinthians 11, 17, that our coming together is for the better. Hallelujah. 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 See how come the pageant is an expression tree. The utterance gift, tongues interpretation and prophecy is in operation through me in this meeting. The revelation gift, the words of wisdom, the words of knowledge, and the discerning of spirit is functioning through me in this place. I bless life. I'm a blessing. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
I bless
and I receive.
I bless,
I bless,
and I receive.
I will not live here the same way I
came.
I will receive,
and I
will edify.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
So, glory to God. Let's go to our feet. God will bless us. Yes. Glory to God. Pastor Wisdom,